The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, then it produces much fruit. Now, it's a little bit different with regard to us. Obviously, that's the way it works with wheat. It has to be planted, and it has to corrupt and grow. For us, it's a dying to self. Yes, we can look at the lives of the martyrs, and we can see that through their death there is much fruit that has been born. But we can also look at the rest of their lives, and the fruit was there long before they were martyrs. And so that's the same way it is with us. We have to be willing to die to self if we are going to be able to bear great fruit. And that's exactly what Jesus told us that we're supposed to do, bear great fruit, and fruit that will last. So St. Paul tells us in the first reading that if we sow sparingly, we're going to reap sparingly. If we sow bountifully, we're going to sow bountifully. So if we want to have great fruit, we have to be willing to sow bountifully. That is, to die completely to the self. The more that we are willing to die to self, or more completely we are able to do so, the more fruit we're going to be able to bear. And the reason for that is because the more we get out of the way, the more that God can do. That's the challenge for us. And let's, at least we have to be honest and admit, we are absolutely in love with ourselves. And so dying to self is not what comes naturally to us. And it is not easy for us. And so when St. Paul reminds us that we are to do this not grudgingly and not under compulsion, because it doesn't work. If you think about it, we can do something because we're forced to do it. We're not dying to self at all, because we're grumbling and complaining and kicking our way through it. Yeah, we did what we were supposed to do, but we haven't died to self at all. In fact, we're going to justify why it's okay for us to grumble and complain and kick. And so that's why he says we have to have that cheerfulness in the giving, because it has to be an act of love. It has to be an act of charity toward God, first and foremost, then, of course, the act of charity toward neighbor. So once again, it is looking at that interior disposition, so that if we truly are dying to self, so that God can work through us, then great fruit can be born, because God can do wonderful things. That's exactly again what St. Paul said, that God will not only give you the bread to eat, but he'll multiply the seed as well. So if we are going to try to hoard things for ourselves, we're going to lose what we have. If we are going to be letting it all go, we're going to have more. That works on the natural, practical level, the material level, but it also works, and most importantly, on the spiritual level. So when we look at it from the point of view of just the self, and what it is that we need to be about, it's not just detachment from the things, it's detachment from ourselves, detachment from our own will. That is the single most difficult thing in the spiritual life. And it is critical if we're going to be able to do what God is asking us to do. It's a struggle. Because even if we succeed at something, so we're praying for detachment, we can actually get out of the way a little bit, God can do something, and then what do? We get so proud of the fact that we did this that now we just mess the whole thing up. Once again, all we did is demonstrate that we're in love with ourselves, we're totally attached to the self, and even the point of detachment becomes an attachment for us, and then we get in our own way again. So it's a total struggle. It's a fight against our own self. It is really, really difficult. And yet at the same time, It is freedom. When we can actually do this, then what happens is we become conformed to God's will. Rather than doing it our way, we do it His way. His way is perfect. Generally speaking, ours is not. If you're anything like me, half of the time it's not even very good. It's totally selfish. Consequently, far from being perfect. But if we're doing it God's way, it's always perfect. And if we're doing it God's way, therefore, it is always going to bear fruit. Great fruit, because it is God who is doing it. And so the amazing thing is that if we're going to sow bountifully, that means the self becomes smaller. It looks like we're becoming more sparing, but in fact, it's just the opposite. The smaller we become, the bigger becomes the spreading of the seed, so that the field becomes larger, the field becomes more productive. Not because of us, because of God. So, if you're going to try to take up the task of dying to yourself, which we all need to do, understand what this is going to require. It is what St. John of the Cross and the spiritual writers will call passive purification, because we cannot do it. As I mentioned a minute ago, if we actually succeed in doing it, we'll be so proud of what we did that it just messed the whole thing up anyway. And so it has to be done to us. In order to detach from self, yes, there are some things that we can choose to do and work toward. You can see the areas where you're selfish and you can try to work against it. But the fact is, it has to happen to us. That means being humiliated. That means being dragged through the mud. That means being calumniated. That means being rejected. All the things that most of us don't like very well at all, which is why we can't do them for ourselves. And so God will set it up, which is why we have to pray for that detachment from self, to be able to die to self, because it's not something we can do for ourselves. So that's where we just have to put that in God's hands. We have to try to cooperate, but it is hard. There's no other way to put it. It is really, really hard. That's why this is the most difficult thing in the spiritual life to do. But along with it comes all the other virtues. So if we can do this, well, if we can cooperate and allow God to do this, that's how not only are we going to be able to bear great fruit, the reality is that God is the one who will bear the great fruit in us and through us, but this is how we will become saints. This is how we are going to be able to grow in holiness and be conformed to Christ. Because then it's, as St. Paul said, it's no longer I who live, it's Christ who lives in me. When we can finally die to self, God can actually live in us and through us. He's already living in you if you're in the state of grace, and to the degree that you're able to get out of the way, He's able to work through you. And sometimes, in spite of our own selves, because of what needs to be done, God will just simply do the work, not because we got out of the way, but just because it needed to be done. But for the most part, He's going to require our cooperation. And so we have to work at getting out of the way, dying to self, becoming little, whatever you want to say, however you want to say it. Because just simply dying and being buried in the ground, you're not necessarily going to bear great fruit. But spiritually, dying to self, that's how we're going to bear great fruit. So unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single grain. If we're just caught up in loving ourselves and looking out for number one, it's just going to be number one. sadly, that's not God, that's me, number one. That's going to be all that's there. If we can die to self, then great fruit can be born, because it's not about the self anymore. It's about God and neighbor. That's what the Lord is looking for. So that's the challenge put before us. We look at somebody again like St. Lawrence and why the church would give us these readings. And we see not only that the glory of his death, but we see the glory of his life. That it wasn't about him. Even the fact that he was a deacon. Remember, the word deacon is the Greek word for a servant. He died to self. He lived for others. And so, yes, when he was finally put to death, here we are, nearly 2,000 years later, and we're still celebrating this with great festivity because of the glory of the individual. Not because he glorified himself. He glorified God. So God glorified him. And in that glorification, he bore great fruit and continues to do so. So if that can be said of somebody like St. Lawrence, it can also be said of people like you and me, if we just simply follow his example. Not necessarily doing exactly as he did, because our circumstances are different, but the concept is the same. Die to self, live for God, and allow God to be glorified in us and through us.